AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. In a series of meetings across the country, the Electoral College has erased any doubt about Donald Trump's election. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports Trump will be sworn in next month as America's next president.
In the end, despite the protests and the lobbying campaigns, there was no groundswell of electors deserting Trump. In fact, Hillary Clinton saw more defections than he did. Four of her electors in Washington State and one in Hawaii voted for other candidates, while two Trump electors did that in Texas. From his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, Trump tweeted, "We did it." And in a written statement, he again claimed a historic landslide victory, even though critics note Clinton won the popular vote by 2.5 million, and Trump's Electoral College margin ranks in the bottom quarter of U.S. presidential contests. Mark Smith, Washington.
During his vacation in Hawaii, President Obama was briefed today by his national security team on the assassination of the Russian ambassador to Turkey. An AP photographer watched as the ambassador was shot several times in the back and fall to the floor mortally wounded during a speech at a photography exhibition in Ankara.
I saw immediately Russian ambassador on the ground, on the floor. We could not check if he was lifeless, dead, or simply injured, and the man continued to speak.
The gunman was later killed by police. German police have taken a suspect into custody in a truck crash that left 12 people dead and 48 injured in Berlin. A British tourist witnessed what authorities suspect might have been an act of terrorism.
I spoke to two people who were lying on the floor with broken limbs, but they were going to be okay. I saw one guy being dragged away with blood on his face. I helped several other people lift the side of one of the stalls up so that they could pull two other people.
This is AP Radio News. The mayor of New Orleans says the city has reached a $13.3 million settlement and publicly apologized for four police killings and subsequent cover-ups during Hurricane Katrina.
The city is here today to try, to the extent that is humanly possible, to bring closure to this dark, dark, dark time and to pledge that it shall never happen again.
Sherelle Johnson, the mother of James Brissett, one of two people killed by police on the Danziger Bridge, says the family accepts the city's apology that took the life of her 17-year-old son.
Thank you, Mayor Lynch. You made my day. And now this is closure for me. And I can go forth feeling better because I know the old New Orleans does not exist anymore.
The police chief in New Orleans says his department is in a new place because it has layers of accountability built in. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.